Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
We're almost to the halfway point. Time to look back over this year. How effective have you been in patterns and decisions you wanted to make? Have you made progress to live effectively each day? Essentially, I'm assuming you want to finish this year well. If I'm right, and I think I probably am, let's take a look at some action points to keep momentum going the rest of the year. So now let's set the stage. Do your relationships, career, your lifestyle, and goals prove that you've made progress in areas you're working on? At this point in the year, reviewing action points might be a breath of fresh air to help you finish well. Several ideas set the stage to evaluate how effective you are. Let's look at four action points. The first one, be generous in all you think, say, and do. The second, be eager to do what is right. Third, give credit for a job well done in others and even in yourself. And then number four, bring self-accountability where needed to keep raising the bar. Of course, you're aiming for certain goals. However, the action points we just looked at bring balance of focus as you reach for more. Actually, they are established under everything you pursue to be successful. A halfway point evaluation is a good place to spend a few minutes. Over time, people wear down. They lose perspective and get off track in goals that they are reaching for. So let's explore those four action points. Since they represent excellent character, they are applicable in any scenario. The first one was to be generous. This is a quote from someone who is unknown. True generosity goes far beyond money or material gifts. It's in the time we share, the compassion we extend, and the willingness to lift others even when no one is watching. That's a pretty awesome quote. Incidentally, the scriptures weigh in on being generous too. Essentially, generosity makes a person more like God, growing in Christ-like character. Isaiah 32 verse 8 says, "Good men," and that would include women and children, "good men will be generous to others and will be blessed of God for all they do." Frankly, what can be more valuable than pouring into others' lives? People like your family, your kids, grandkids, friends, co-workers, your neighbors, and even strangers. It's in being generous we improve our communities and even influence the global picture. People with generous character gain respect. God is generous to all humanity. Plus, He is very generous to you as an individual. So be generous in all you think, say, and do. And yes, that's the first point that we came up with for refreshment halfway through to your goal. The second point is to be eager. Interestingly, being eager applies to all areas of life. When you are eager, you bring the power of buy-in to what you're aiming for. Eagerness involves zeal in all endeavors, and I'm going to list some for you. Spiritual growth, relationships, career development, financial decisions, healthy living choices, being well-read, better sleep, practicing a restful spirit, succeeding in goals, pursuing issues that affect your community, your country, and the world, and God's church, a desire to serve others, and finally, surrender to God's interests above your own. Are you eager in all those endeavors? If not, how will you raise the bar? Whatever you decide to go after, be eager to do what is right. So that was the second point. First one again was to be generous. Second is to be eager. And now the third one, give credit. Of course, to give credit sounds somewhat similar to being generous, but it has its own nuances. When you give credit to others, you invest in people. You also invest in current culture and the future. Plus, you invest in God's kingdom. Often, Scripture gives credit to faithful people. I love reading about these people. One passage, Hebrews 11, 4 through 40, names hundreds of examples of faithful people. God set aside significant verses in the faith chapter to give credit to faithful people. Let's consider the opposite idea. If you don't give credit, you rob someone of what actually belongs to them. This includes giving credit to God. To steal from someone else, particularly from God, is a serious moral issue. Incidentally, you do yourself a favor to properly give credit even to yourself. You've heard it, and so have I. Someone notices what you've done, and in a poor attempt at humility, you push back and say, "Oh, it was nothing." Maybe you shouldn't rob yourself either. Perhaps better to say, "Thank you for noticing and telling me. You encouraged me, and I see that you are kind." Subsequently, give credit for a job well done in others. The fourth point is to bring self-accountability. Interestingly, the most mature, balanced, healthy people I know are not afraid to bring self-accountability. It's true. And while it's tempting to think others will think poorly of you when you do admit something, I have found the opposite is true most of the time. Generally, people respect and admire someone who holds themselves accountable. Matter of fact, our world would improve hugely if leaders and citizens would practice self-accountability. Think of it this way. If you don't engage self-accountability, and you need it, I need it, someone else has to take up the burden to hold you accountable. That's not fun for your friends, family, and acquaintances. Frankly, self-accountability takes an accurate view of yourself, plus good qualities, things like courage, humility, honesty, being well-read and well-informed, willing to not have to be right all the time, eager to listen to others, caring more about pleasing God than pleasing others or pleasing self, confessing where you went wrong and apologizing. Those qualities prove you are faithful. So be engaged. Bring self-accountability where needed to raise the bar. So there we go with the four points that we said we're going to talk about today. First, be generous. Second, be eager. Third, give credit. And fourth, bring accountability. Now we're going to talk about how God is all those things. He is generous. He is eager, he gives credit, and he promotes accountability. God is eager to help you succeed in these action points. Remarkably, he leads by example, proven all through Scripture. Plus, the incarnate life of Jesus gives the perfect example to aim for. Additionally, God is deliberate in helping you succeed. His approach, tactics, and love prove his patient involvement in your life. Patience is something God is good at, and most of us aren't. Do you join God in being generous, eager, giving credit, and promoting self-accountability? So, as far as making a difference and living effectively, let's explore an example of gardening. If you want to make a difference in this world, sow seeds of kindness generously. Then do the tedious work of tilling, weeding, watering, and fertilizing your plants of kindness. Support tender stalks. Plus, engage necessary pruning. This brings harvest. When you invest in others and yourself with kindness, you live effectively. Use this gardening example for your life. God is concerned about people's hearts. Let him start with you. Not only does he address your own personal growth and needs, he also trains you how to make a difference in other people's growth. So, make a difference. Let's talk about temptation for just a bit here. This content would be incomplete without looking at the reality of temptation. Unfortunately, temptation targets pursuits to live effectively. Actually, you can sidestep temptation and be faithful over the long haul. In addition to practicing the 4 points we talked about, be generous, be eager, give credit, and bring self-accountability. So in addition to practicing those, you often need good questions to avoid temptations. You know, I really enjoy good questions. So let's start with a couple of questions that invite temptation. Number one, what good is all my work doing? Number two, no one cares about how selflessly I'm pouring into others, do they? Three, does my life even matter? Four, is my work as valuable as so-and-so's? And on go the enemy messages. But that voice isn't from God, is it? The Lord asks good questions that help you become like Christ. Here are some examples. 1. How effectively am I doing my work for Christ? 2. Since God partners in my work, how can I pour into others? 3. My life matters, so how can I honor God today? 4. I'm secure in Christ, so how can I encourage the work of so-and-so? Frankly, make sure you ask good questions that come from God, not questions that invite temptation from your enemy. God's questions link you to His promises. So we talked about good questions. Now let's talk about good promises. Good questions connect directly to promises Jesus has made. Here are some of them. He will make all grace abound to you as you take care of His interests. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Or this one, all your personal needs will be met as you trust and obey. Philippians 4:19. Here's another. A harvest will follow your labors for Christ. God brings the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6 and 7. And then the fourth one, God pours His love into your heart. So, open your heart to Him, Romans 5:5. And then the final one that we'll share, God blesses gratitude. So be abundantly thankful, Hebrews 12:28. And of course, you know there are many more promises Jesus has made that you can link directly to your good questions. So take God's promises to heart and keep your questions centered there. God will prove His word if you stay in faith. Now for some application thoughts and questions. Number one, have you lived effectively this year so far? Number two, are you generous in all you think, say, and do? Three, are you eager to do what is right? Four, do you give credit for a job well done to others and to yourself? And number five, do you bring self-accountability where needed to raise the bar? Six, do you spend daily time in His Word? Seven, how do you avoid temptation? Eight, do you ask yourself good questions that stay in the framework of God's promises? Number nine, name one thing you can change to live effectively the second half of this year. Portions of this content come from my book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.